Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level to grow your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. You can learn more about us by joining our Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. That's www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. Now, Stephanie, I always enjoy starting with a quote, and I found this quote that I thought was particularly good because we're going to be talking today about how to be unstoppable, how to build the indomitable spirit, which is so important, not just to become a black belt, but to master anything in life. And here's the quote. I don't know who the person is that has this quote. His name is Bo Taplin, but what he says, he was talking about someone, must be from a book, and he says she was unstoppable, not because she didn't have failures or doubts, but because she continued on despite them. You know, Stephanie, I think people think that you're unstoppable because you never have a problem, that you can just, you know, you've got all of this energy and power, and nothing can stop you because you're self-sufficient by yourself. You know, I think people need to realize, and we need to realize, that being unstoppable is a bigger concept than bullying our way through stuff. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. I do. I think it is. There is a little bit of a misconception there that unstoppable is the train that just kind of barrels through everything. And there's a big difference. Unstoppable has nothing to do with whether or not you meet obstacles. It has nothing to do with how you go through the obstacles. It has nothing to do with whether or not you trample anybody in your way or you blow through it or any of that. All it means is that you didn't stop. And, you know, the thing that I think a lot of people don't understand is that sometimes not stopping looks like moving forward an inch. Sometimes not stopping looks like picking up your foot and trying to push forward, even if it falls back down in the exact same place. That's unstoppable. Unstoppable means continuing to try. This has nothing to do with success. Unstoppable is just continuing to try, looking for a solution, looking for a way through. You know, this is the idea of the indomitable spirit is actually one of my company core values. One of the concepts that I have everybody do when they start working with me is figure out what the core values of their company are. And I did the same thing for my clients, but I did the same thing for me. And I realized very quickly that one of my core values is this indomitable spirit, which is something we learned from Black Belt, right? I don't know about you, but that was the first place I heard of it was when we were going through Black Belt training. And it means to be unstoppable, to push through, to find the solution. So I'm kind of rambled there. Why don't we tell them about our first technique for being unstoppable, for that, for conquering, for exhibiting that indomitable spirit?
Well, one of the core characteristics of people who are unstoppable, and this may almost seem counterintuitive, but it's that you're humble. You're humble. We've heard so many times, it's a pretty common proverb, that pride goeth before a fall. Uh-huh. And what ends up happening is that when we are proud, when we are comparing ourselves with other people, we think we're better than other people, or we compare ourselves to others and we're trying to be like them, but not in a good way, but in a competitive way, then what ends up happening is when there is some kind of setback or drawback or apparent failure or as you were talking, I envisioned somebody stepping into a hurricane and just barely getting their foot in front of the other foot, almost not getting anywhere and exerting all this effort, and it seems like you're getting nowhere, then pride can kick in and say, well, you know, this is, you're better than this. And instead of spurring you on and making you a better person, what it does is it gets you to rethink your position and to back down. And another part of humility, too, is to understand when you have to ask for help. You just can't get through to your goals all by your lonesome. There are one-man shows, but they don't work.
Yeah, well, there's a line that I never understood. my coach would always use on me, and I would always, you know, just didn't get it, just couldn't understand it. And he would say, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I always looked at that, and I was like, well, I mean, no. Like, I would go further alone than dragging a whole bunch of people along with me. What's wrong with this guy? And at one point, he helped me realize that, you know, I had the wrong kinds of people surrounding me. And I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but we can reschedule things for a little bit, right? But I had the wrong people around me. And so I was looking at it as I'm going to drag these people with me. And his point was, no, when you get the right people, they take you. They help you get there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
and
it takes the team. It's a team. I'm currently in the process of growing and expanding my corporate housing business. And one of the things the consultant that I'm working with has told me is she said, Anna, if you continue to do everything by yourself, you will continue to get the results you're getting. But if you will delegate and let other people help you get to your goal, you will get there a lot more quickly, and you'll be able to grow, and you won't stay where you're at. And so having a team to work with is important. And even though in sales it seems like we're not a team, but we really are a team. We really have to find people to help us so that we can focus on the most important thing, which is getting in front of customers and talking to them. Now, the second part of being indomitable, Stephanie, why don't you talk about that one?
Well, the second part about the second idea, the second concept, when you're ready to be indomitable, you have to have your goals and your successes. You need a clear vision of where you're going. And to have a clear vision of where you're going, you know, one of the things I encourage people to do is to write your goals and your successes down daily. You know where you're going, know what you're headed for, because wherever you plan on ending up, that's where you'll go. So if you don't have any plan, you're not going to get there. And as soon as you run into any kind of struggle or trial or trouble, you're gonna cave. You're gonna fall off the bandwagon. So it's really, really important that you have a clear vision of where you're headed and write down your goals and your successes daily. Writing these down, one, it keeps you focused on where you're going. Two, it helps give you that boost of self-confidence that we're lacking a lot. We, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm very hard on myself, and my family knows this. Everyone who's close to me knows that I'm very, very hard on myself sometimes. And it's hard for me to remember all the things that I have accomplished, because I still look at all the things I want to accomplish, all the places I want to go, and I look at where I'm at, and I feel like, you know, a little kid trying to climb this big mountain, and I forget that, you know, just to get to the foot of the mountain, just to get to the foot of Everest, you have to conquer some pretty insurmountable obstacles just to get to the foot of Mount Everest. And it's easy for me to forget that, because I keep getting caught up looking at, oh, I've got to climb Everest. I'm going to climb Everest. I'm getting to the top of Everest. And I forget to take a minute to be grateful for all the things. You know, I booked a flight to get to Everest. I did the training to get to Everest. I booked, you know, I saved money so I could hire a guide. I had to do this. I had to climb all these other preparatory mountains so that I could climb Everest. I mean, there's all these, right, and I haven't done any of these things, of course. I'm just using this as an example. But there's all these other things that you have to accomplish before you get to go climb Mount Everest. And I have a hard time remembering that. So I force myself to sit down and write down my successes. I force myself to sit down and as much time as I spend planning my future, I spend that time looking at my past and having to remember that I have accomplished a lot. And you have to do the same thing, because there's not going to be much to push you through when you're in the middle of that hurricane. You have to have something that's going to get you to lift your foot and keep trying.
And two, the small wins breed confidence. If you always see the things you're not doing well, you're not going to have the energy or the power to plow through the challenges. I mean, it can be really tough. Sales is one of the hardest industries to be successful in, because we deal with rejection, because we deal with taking it all the way to the very edge of a sale and then something falls apart. Sales is a tough industry, and yet it's one of the most rewarding. And so you have to stay grounded. You want to stay humble, yes, but you also have to stay grounded by knowing what your successes are, how to capitalize on those successes to build momentum to keep moving forward, because that's what being unstoppable, being indomitable is all about, constantly looking forward. Now, another aspect of being indomitable is to clearly visualize your success. This is not New Age. This is not mystics. This is not metaphysics. This is actual science that's been proven that when you can visualize what you're going to do, doing it perfectly, you are more likely to conform to that vision, even if things go wrong. I like to share the story of Michael Phelps, because Michael Phelps, everybody knows Michael Phelps broke world records, not just in the number of gold medals that he won at the Olympics, but he actually broke world records in the different styles of swimming. And he was on his way of breaking a record for, I want to say, it was going to be butterfly. So it's one of the most difficult, one of the most challenging strokes to master. It is the most challenging stroke to master. And when he dove into the water, his glasses came down off of his face. So he was actually blind in the water, could not see the stripe in the water to follow it. And he had to do this for 200 meters. So he had to go down and come back and go down and come back again. He had to do two laps in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Interestingly, every time before, when he would practice, this is his practice, Stephanie. This isn't like when he was out there viewing competition. Every day before he even put one toe in the water, he would sit next to the pool in his suit, and he would close his eyes, and he would visualize the perfect swim, what it felt like to hear the water rushing past his ear, how his muscles felt as he was moving his arms and his legs through the water, how the water felt rushing past him, what the ground would look like to him as he was flying through the water to complete the swim. And he did this every single time he practiced, and every single time before he entered a competition. So when he lost his sight, essentially, in the water, he didn't lose his inner sight. When he tapped the pad, when he had completed it, not only had he gotten to first place, but he'd shaved 0.7 of a second off his own world record in that event. Why? Because he visualized it ahead of time, because he knew what it would feel like. And I really want to encourage our listeners to do the exact same thing. Visualize what the perfect sale is going to look like. Have confidence that it's going to happen that way. I mean, you're more likely, and do it consistently. That's the thing. We have to be consistent. Indomitable people don't do things once here and once here. They do it consistently, time and time again. But, wow, we're already halfway through the show, Stephanie. Oh, my goodness. Why don't you talk to people about joining us today? We're going to be presenting together in San Antonio.
Absolutely. So, you know, I want to encourage you guys. We are, Mom and I are actually getting ready right now for our live event, which is basically Black Belt Selling Live. And it's a little bit too late to jump on board with the wagon for today, but we are going to be doing this again in July. We already have 30% of the seats sold to the July seminar. 30% of our seats are sold to the July seminar. This is the entire sales process that we teach. Everything from the mindset you need to overcome to be successful in sales through the techniques for lead generation, appointment setting, running the appointment, closing the sale. You walk out with everything you need, your scripts, everything you need to be successful in sales. You want to take your revenue to the next level. You want to grow your business. You want to blow yourself out of the water. Get in touch with Mom or I. Get in touch with us this weekend. Obviously, we're a little busy, but if you shoot us an email, either to Stephanie at thestephanieschellar.com or annajoescheller@gmail.com, you can get a hold of either one of us, and we can walk you through how to get set up with a ticket for July. Tickets, at this point in time, we have early bird pricing running, and you can get a ticket for an extreme, awesome discount. So reach out to either one of us. Tickets for this seminar, you know, this program used to be an $1,800 program. Tickets to the seminar cost $500, and right now you can even get it on discount from that because of the early bird pricing. So reach out to us, see what you can set up. I guarantee it's a game-changing weekend, and you want to reserve your ticket for July because once that seminar is full, the next time we will do this again won't be until September. So reach out to us. Don't wait. We are almost, we're halfway done with the year already. You want to make a difference for yourself? Reach out to us. Get yourself set up for the July seminar. It'll be July 15th and 16th, and we would love to have you there.
Absolutely.
In the meantime,
you can listen to our radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every single Friday at 12:30 Central Standard Time in the afternoon. Take your lunch break with us. We enjoy being with you and spending time with you. Well, let's get back to the indomitable spirit. You know, so far we've talked about being humble, writing your goals and successes daily, and having a clear vision of success, specifically visualizing the perfect sale. But there's more to being indomitable than just that. I want to get back to the whole idea that success is not a one-man show. Anyone who is successful because they've surrounded themselves with people who will help them achieve their success. Now, in this case, I'm not just talking about team members that you rely on to work with you. In this case, I'm talking about friend power. Stephanie, why don't you talk about friend power as the author of the book?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I was talking about this today at my event. And I looked at people, and I hadn't actually scripted this one out in advance, but as I was telling people about this event, I looked at him and I said, you know, or not this event, but the book, I looked at him and I said, whether or not you're aware of it at this point in time, your friends are impacting your life and your future. And it's so, so true. See, whether or not you think your friends are having any kind of impact on you, they are. they're impacting whether or not you quit. Because think about this. They're the people you go to for advice. They're the people you go to for help, for feedback, for ideas. And they're the ones who are giving you feedback on what you should do next. And so your friends are the ones who are either going to drive you to push through it or convince you that it's okay to give up. And so when you want to develop an indomitable spirit in yourself, it's really important that you choose to surround yourself with people who want the same thing, with people who look at it and say, you know what? I get it. That was tough. That was a hard fight. Get out there and go again. You can do this. I believe in you. Rather than the people who are going to look at you and go, wow, you've had to fight really hard on this. You should, you know what? You've done a good job. You should be proud of yourself. Look at what you've accomplished. Good job. Pat you on the back. Why don't you go take a nap now? Those are not the people who are going to help drive you through the storm. They're the people who are going to say, are you crazy? Come back. You keep pushing out there. You're going to end up in the middle of the hurricane. Well, don't you know the eye of the hurricane is the quietest part, right? Or am I getting my storms confused? I'm pretty sure
that's true. Correct. Doesn't last long, but it is the calmest.
It's the calmest. So, yeah, it's going to be hard to get to the eye, but I would rather just hang out in that eye and just follow that around. You're going to have to fight to get there, but it's calm. It's quiet. It's safe. So be careful who you surround yourself with, because I guarantee they're making a difference on you, for you. They are making a big difference.
Yeah, they're influencing your next action. You know, if you're in a sales team, don't go hang out at the water cooler with the complainers. Sit at your desk. Listen to trainings. Find another go-getter that you guys can compete with each other to do better. Find yourself a coach, someone who's going to help you get to the very next level, somebody who's been there. You know, there's a lot of coaches out there, Stephanie. And recently someone came to me and they said, so what kind of credentials do you have? Do you just teach sales training to get more sales training coach clients? And I said, no. The things that I teach, what I teach people is born out of my own sweat in trying to build my own housing business. So what I tell you is what I use every single day in my housing business to grow my business and take it to the next level. That speaks volumes, and it's not about me, but you need to be discerning about the coaches you get. You want to see that they are where you want to be. So you want to find people that are going to help you get to that place. Now, we're down to almost 5 minutes, so we've got a couple of more. I think we're going to have to cover these on the next show, but how about doing the little things that move you forward, Stephanie? Is that really important?
Oh, man. You know, it's the little things that make the difference. You can move a mountain a tablespoon at a time if you can push yourself into that. It does make a difference. So yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a huge believer in the need to take care of the little things. You know what? Get up, send that email real quick. Stop waiting. Don't sit there and, you know, oh, I'll take care of it later. Oh, I'll deal with it later. Get up and do it now. What exactly are you waiting for? Are you waiting for all of the stars to align? Because trust me, it's never going to happen. You know, I looked at one of my clients today, and they were telling me about all the reasons that, you know, they're not ready to move forward, not ready to do this, not ready to do that. And because, you know, I'm trying to give them some action items, right? And they're like, well, you know, I'm just not sure. I'm just not ready. I don't feel like I'm ready. And I looked at them and I said, you know, I hate to be the one to break this to you, but you will literally never be ready. And I got kind of this wide-eyed stare, but it's so true. You will never be ready enough. You will never be ready enough. You just have to do it. Do the little things that will make a difference. You're never going to be ready to make the phone call. Stop deluding yourself. Get up there, make the phone call, send the email, visit the networking event, build the website, do this, do the little things that will move you forward. Remember, being indomitable doesn't mean you have to move yourself way forward. It just means you have to move an inch. It just means you have to try. And I know we're at the end of our time here. And so, you know, Mom, I think the next topic we're going to talk about, I really think that this idea actually could be one in and of itself. We should do an entire, next week, let's do an entire one just on taking care of yourself. Because I think that's a really valuable topic. I think we could easily talk just a half hour on just that one. What do you think?
Oh, I think so. And I think that that's a powerful part of being indomitable, because so many times we want to quit, not because we don't have a good idea, not because we don't have the people surrounding us who are willing to help us and support us, not because we haven't visualized success, but we're just plain old tired because we just haven't taken care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to be talking about that next week.
Awesome. Well, you know, we're right at the end here, so I want to thank you guys. Just as a quick reminder, we are always looking for success stories to be featured on Black Belt Selling. So if you're interested in coming on this show live, schedule a time to talk with us about being on the show. Go to bit.ly/BBS show. That's bit.ly/B for Black, B for Belt, S for Selling, show. You can schedule a time to chat with Mom, who does all of the scheduling for the show, and get on the show. We would love to start bringing some success stories, some of your stories, live on the show. So next week, we'll be here, and I guess we'll be talking about how to take care of yourself. In the meantime, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas, and we look forward to spending your next lunch break with you next Friday, 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time once again. Thanks so much, and you make it a great week. Mom, are you going to stop the recording?